The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Kevin Johnson joins us from Argonaut Securities. Smile on your face, I would suspect, Kev.
Yeah, it is, mate, but it's a very subdued one. It's almost a wry smile, I might say. The market's up 6 points today, so not really a lot. And in fact, for the week, it's been pretty quiet. I mean, I think we're net 10 points down for the week. And 4 days, the biggest movement was 12 points. We've had a one, a four, and a six. So boy, oh boy, when Oliver went away, he certainly put the market on hold while that was occurring.
Well, he does that.
He does. He's got far more power than I gave him credit for, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So, yeah, that was a very steady day. And not a lot of action up north in the where the gold hunt is on at the moment, what they essentially call the conglomerate gold discoveries that are happening up there in the Pilbara region. One of the stocks, De Grey Mining, had a trading halt today while they raised some capital to go and exploit that a little bit further. So that took about some of the excitement off, but a couple of others still went up today. So that's still bubbling away, and I'm sure there's people arming themselves with metal detectors and hopping in their cars and driving towards Karratha, because seems to be a fair bit of gold being found up there at the moment. But having said all of that, like I said, up 6 points. The gold price was pretty soft today, actually. It drifted down. It was down overnight about $10, lost another $3 today. It's about $1,280 as we speak now. But the Aussie dollar's weakened off too. It's nearly down to 78 cents. So it's still 1,636 Aussie at the moment. The currency and against other currencies, if we're looking against the euro now, $1.50 on that weakness. And sterling's up to $1.71. The banks were all up with the exception of ANZ, which was down. The rest were up, Commonwealth up 27, NAB up 17, Westpac up 18. That was pretty good. BHP lost some ground, as did Rio, mainly, I assume, because of weaker iron ore prices. Let me just have a look at Fortescue. They were down as well, yeah, so I assume that's what that's related to without looking it up straight away. Westfield had a better day, up 13. The shopping centre owner, of course, Lendlease, topped the turnover, which was interesting. They're up 21, finished at 17.92. AGL, sorting out the gas crisis in the east, up 38 cents to $23.23. Percentage-wise, nothing really stands out. Linus were up about 5%. Premier Investments had a good rebound today. They, of course, own Smiggles and Peter Alexander stores. They're up 50 cents back to $13.07. What else do I see? Air New Zealand took off. They're up 10 to $3.06. Orocobre doing well, up 12 to $4.25. And speaking of lithium shares, Pilbara in a trading halt at the moment. A new deal being announced there. We'll wait for details of that tomorrow, of course. Pilbara developing the lithium mine up in Pilgangoora, up in the Pilbara region. So lots of things happening in the Pilbara region today as far as the stock market was concerned.
All right. Good on you, Kev. Thanks for that, mate. We'll wrap it up for Friday at this time tomorrow.
Look forward to it.